Welcome to the Solar Coaster, a renewable energy themed talk show right here in lovely Maui County.
And pop our headsets on. All right. How you feeling, Steve?
You know, feeling good. Sorry the camera didn't work properly, but yeah. You had backup plans and you were ready to go.
There you go. Indisputable champ of backup, the iPhone.
So what's your backup backup?
The Insta360 that's still sitting on our table here. Insta360 is a great camera because it takes a 360-degree shot, and then in post you can choose whatever you want, right?
Oh, geez.
So I could turn this on, and then if we wanted the shot of us, this is kind of not a flattering shot for me, but I could put it up here, and then I could just focus on you, and I could, in post, I could toggle them back and forth when you talk, for example.
Yeah, let's focus on me. I kind of like that option.
I like it. All right, here we go. You ready to go?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. There's our camera right here. Here's our mics. Aloha and welcome to the Solar Coaster show that is now going to be talking with a really fine gentleman, Mr. Steve. How do you pronounce his last name?
Landine, actually.
Landine. I was about to say Landin and give you the...
Right.
Yeah, I thought it might be wrong. Landine, Mr. Steven Landine. Is it Steven?
Yes, originally, but once again, that's only when I get in trouble.
Steven. So Steven, and I'll say Steve. Steve and I have been chatting recently, and if you're a listener to the Solar Coaster channels, you know that I have an interest in a background in real estate, and I'm really excited about kind of the nexus of all of the clean tech that we've been talking about for 5 years, since 2017, is that 5 years? And real estate. I think there's tremendous opportunity to kind of make our lives better and live in great homes here in Hawaii and have wonderful lifestyles and live long, healthy lives as a result of, you know, not just the environment, but also all this new stuff that's happening. So I wanted to talk with Steve, and Steve wanted to do a podcast about real estate, and it just kind of made sense.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad we connected. It was funny because, you know, I just know that anybody will tell you that the route to take right now as not only an agent, you know, selling real estate, but just anything, any form of sales, or just having any business, you need to get out there and show yourself on social media. We all know that we look at the phone first thing in the morning, all day long, at the end of the night. And then the generation behind us, obviously, is doing even more. So, as a real estate agent, I've wanted to push myself. I've been to several different seminars and classes and seen some who really do a good job of it. And I want to do that. So we talked in the past. And then recently, the day before you called me, we were talking to another agent about doing it, you know, and thinking to get back out there, and he encouraged me, so I'm glad we called.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming up, and we had a good chew in the fat talking about real estate here on my home, here in Makaua. We're up in upcountry in Makaua. I think we're maybe 1,500-foot elevation or so.
Yeah. Feels good.
And for those of you that have been to Maui and love Maui, I think that, you know, we'll probably, in this series, we'll probably talk about Hawaii in general, opportunities to live here, different ways that you can get into real estate, different ways that you can harness renewables too to do the things that we're talking about, but probably end up focusing on Maui because both of us chose to live here,
right?
And out here we say Maui no Kauai, right? To us that's like a no-brainer, but what does that mean?
Yeah, Maui number one.
Yeah, Maui
number
one
place to be. I agree. I think, you know, for those who have been out to Hawaii and tried different islands, first of all, Oahu is the island you're probably thinking of when you say Hawaii. A lot of times people get that mixed up, but Oahu is the one with Honolulu and the Waikiki Beach. That one is a great place to visit. It's a great place to live for a lot of folks, but for me, I find it a little too busy.
Oh, yeah.
You have Big Island and you also have Kauai, who are both a little more quieter than Maui. I feel like Maui's just right in the middle.
Yes, I agree with you completely. You know, Maui is actually larger than Oahu geographically, but it has like an eighth the population base, right?
Yeah.
So it's green. You know, there's all kinds of climates here, everything from West Maui with the big views of Lanai and Molokai. And, of course, Maui County encompasses Lanai and Molokai, right?
Right.
So Lanai is a whole different ballgame. Yeah. Owned presently by Larry Ellison. I think he was seventh richest man in the world up until who knows what his stock values are doing.
Right, yeah.
But his share values in his various corporations. And then, of course, Molokai, which is just a remarkable island on so many levels where Kalapapa was. And it's, you know, it's just a, it's got these people. Molokai is probably one of the least visited in my guess, you mm-hmm. know. And Maui proper, I call it Maui proper for whatever reason. But, you know, this is a place where it's kind of like you have this pastoral. If you want to have a pastoral lifestyle, upcountry is great for that. The North Shore can be great for that. If yes. you want more of like a resort kind of lifestyle, Wailea can be great for that. Kaanapali can be great for that on the west side. You know, you have a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which is just beautiful. And, you know, you have a Costco. The thing I like about it is you've got the luxuries and maybe even the things that are not even considered luxuries, but just the things that if you didn't have them, you'd miss them a lot.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You've got a Target. You've got a Costco. You've got a, now we've got a Chick-fil-A.
Right. Right? Yeah.
You know, you get everything you need.
Well, and even with Amazon, you know, they do deliver out here, just so you know. But no, that's definitely been an opportunity for a lot of folks. Even on Lanai, now you still get Costco. You get Costco all the time, but you get Amazon. But I've been on the boat to Lanai, and you see families coming from Maui with truckload of stuff, you know, to take to the family. But, no, it is just an amazing place. The weather's amazing. And we're tucked away for most of the hurricanes.
This is a thing. You know, we talk about all the great aspects of Maui. And that being said, I do think that there's, like, I think Kauai is a really remarkable place. I could see myself spending some time in Kauai, you know. But at the end of the day, when it comes to a place where you can live, you can do business, you could retire and be really confident in the healthcare system, you could come out here as an empty nester. We were talking about some of the scenarios that people might experience. Empty nester, and you could get into a property and you could make it work. You know, maybe you could live in the Ohana and rent out the main and do really well, for example. You know, if you're a retiree, you know, you have access to, I know my mother and my mother-in-law and my mother both retired out to Maui, followed us out here. And one of the things people don't talk a lot about is that this has got a great retirement community.
Sure.
The senior community is really embracing. They take, then the community itself takes care of its seniors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole Kaunoa system. There's a lot of resources for seniors out here. And then of course you have all the natural resources. The other one we're talking about was families. If you're living somewhere in the mainland and you're like, we've been vacationing in Hawaii and we mm-hmm. love it and we want to raise our kids here, which is what we did.
Right.
Right. You can make that kind of a hop and actually integrate your children into living. I think it's a great decision, obviously. We're pretty biased. Yeah. But
and safe, too. Like, you know, I just all the things happening in the last few years is watching TV. Of course, I don't enjoy watching the news much, but when I do, it doesn't have that urban feel of just, I don't know. I'm not as scared to walk around
safe.
At night.
It's
safe.
It's safe. Some of the lowest gun violence in the world.
Yeah.
And certainly in the country, you know. And, Maui has been really good to us. So we'll talk about, in this series, we'll talk about Hawaii in general. We'll talk about real estate opportunities. We'll talk about some of these different periods of life and how you and your specific situation might be able to come out here and be a part of this, and how we can help you do that. So we can help kind of take our knowledge and our experience over decades of being here as realtors and people that love this environment and kind of help ease that process for you. I think that's the way I look at this series, Steve.
No, totally. I think there's so much potential to, again, not only talk about Maui life and leisure, but also, you know, obviously we're both agents. We're going to kind of mention some stuff about options of buying condo, home, you know, or leasehold versus fee simple. You know, what kind of mortgage programs are out here for those that don't have all cash, you know? I'm looking forward to the opportunity, I think. And we're going to have some special guests and different folks to come on that would bring value to the show.
100%. So we're going to, this show will probably be, you know, kind of in the hour territory. We'll try to do it on a weekly basis. We'll see how that rolls out, you know. We'll get in the field a little bit. We'll bring some of our cameras out there. Maybe we'll do a show on site. You know, I've done one of those already, by the way. I'll show it to you. With Bonnie, we were in Wailea and we did one out there.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe we'll head out like we did to Lanai. I think I'm probably still in the market.
I think it's still in the market.
Wow, you got to see this one. This one's nuts. Yeah. The property on Lanai, and we won't get too off track here, but really special place. There's very few properties within the Four Seasons resort area
mm-hmm.
that come on the market. I mean, there's literally maybe like less than a dozen.
Right.
Right on the ocean area. Less than that. And this particular one was owned by the former owner of Lanai, mm-hmm. right? Murdoch.
Right.
And holy moly, what a location, man. I mean, just spectacular. So we're going to talk about, you know, we are right here intimately acquainted with what comes on the market, where the values are, where things are going. We're going to share a lot of that with you as if you were here in Maui, right?
Right.
And then you've got a trusted person to call. So that's going to be a great opportunity. But we're going to, as we go over these shows, we're going to try to bring in a special guest.
Mm-hmm.
And so we might have a show on, for example, condos. And you just mentioned fee simple versus leasehold. Of course, you have vacation rentable versus long-term rentable. We're going to talk about that. And it may be in a show, for example. In another show, we might talk about residential, like a regular single family home, and how ohanas play into single family homes, because
right.
that's language, right? That we use all the time out here. Ohana, right?
Ohana means family.
Yeah, ohana means family.
For those who have watched Lilo and Stitch.
But what's neat, and recent changes within the last couple of years from the Maui County Planning Board have allowed residential lots, TMKs, to incorporate not one, but sometimes up to two ohana based on the square footage of the lot, based on the parking, the waste system, and the water, the size of the water service. And when you start to look at that, mm-hmm. you have that's remarkable, because there are some, you know, quarter acre, third acre, half acre lots out here that have nothing on them, but maybe they have utilities, or maybe they have an ohana only, and you could build the main, or maybe they just have a main and you could build multiple ohanas. So there's room in there to do some really interesting things with simple single family homes. You know, there's opportunities to have your entire family come out. There's opportunities to even CPR and sell.
Sure.
I mean, they've tried to liberalize this process a bit, and that spells out opportunity in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm engaged in that process right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so CPR, a condo property regime, basically you're taking a big piece of land and dividing it up and selling it separately. That's been a lot more popular nowadays because, you can kind of get somebody trying to get into a house, it's a lower price point because there's less land and less space. And some of it is sharing easements and stuff as well. But there's a lot of missed opportunities if you don't have an ohana. And basically an ohana, as we mentioned, is just a separate cottage. You know, mother-in-law quarters, whatever they used to call them. There's different versions of that around the country, but it's really popular here just because the rising cost of 100%, living out here.
100%. Yeah. They're trying to, I think, just create a little bit more. You know, this is really, like I said, a pastoral environment. Certainly Pukulani, Makaua'u, upcountry area, Haile Mai'li, all these areas are really pastoral environments, so they haven't been as dense. But this is an opportunity to create a little bit more density, create a little bit more rental stock, I guess.
Income,
you can use the term.
And yeah.
Yeah. So the community needs that, right? They need extra mm-hmm. places to live. Also agricultural, right? Different type of TMK, different type of lot. But in agriculture, they've changed some of the square footages and they've made it, you know, easier to do some building and create some outbuildings and such. So they're doing some really interesting things in agriculture as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we'll have a chance to touch base on all of those, from condos to single family to ag, maybe even vacant land. And so all of this stuff is fascinating to us. And we're here. This is us scratching our own itch, right? Because we like this stuff. We like to geek out on real estate. And then if you layer on, in my world of renewables and clean technology, if you layer on the opportunities that presents, that's where I get really excited. I'm kind of coming at it from that, in a sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, here on our home, I always say that before I could buy a home, I had to sell before I could buy a home and put my own solar on, I had to sell about 400 residential systems in my own installation
Is that right?
business.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a solar for like the bulk of the time that I was doing the business.
Yeah.
Right. And finally I got to a place where I could buy a home. I was like, oh, that's not easy task, you know, for your regular Joe out here in Maui, right? You own a beautiful condo. I've seen it in South Maui. You know, we're homeowners ourselves. So we really appreciate what it takes to make that happen mm-hmm. and the value that it presents, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And luckily we got ahead, you know, just like a lot of people and bought it at a good time. And
thank goodness.
You know, and then as agents, of course, every time is a good time. Anytime you want to look into real estate. But in the meantime, we all know what we're talking about as far as getting into that and trying to
maintain. And you've got, I believe, you had a really interesting renewable energy system on your condo, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing it when it was put in. It was the Rising Sun guys. They've been on this show dozens of times. Well, maybe half dozen to a dozen times. A lot of times.
Right.
Not dozens. But so I don't want to, you know, get too lost in hyperbole here, you know. They've been on this show billions of times. But the bottom line is that that system's really neat because I think it's a carport, isn't there?
Right. Yes. So it's a carport. It's on pretty much most of the roof. Basically, it was kind of a smart task. When the builders put it in, they purchased it and bought it, and then now we kind of pay back the energy.
Awesome.
So we always get a really good rate of 24 cents per kilowatt.
And that is, if I may interrupt, that is less, that's about half. That's just over half of current retail. So that says it all right there.
Yeah.
It's half of the price. One of the things out here as like a kind of a caveat is that electricity is expensive. Electricity is the most expensive in the world. That's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing is there are solutions to approach that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And then you can actually come to a place where, you know, you're controlling your own energy systems and you're paying a lot less. Maybe you're paying comparable to or even less than what you would be paying in the mainland. Once you pay these systems off, the energy is basically free. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And then now what's happening, and this is the exciting stuff, and Steve might have to get the hook out if I start talking about this, so, you know, apologize in advance. But what's exciting is you can put in solar energy systems on your home like we have here. This is a new home. It was built in 2019, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, modest little plantation home.
That's cool.
But built in a very elegant way, very efficient, very well insulated. We have no HVAC because we live up country at 1,500 foot elevation. It's generally cool. There's very small fluctuations, right? We have great airflow, right? The attic I know has like ventilation, so the heat actually dissipates out of the attic.
Oh, well, yeah.
And the insulation value is very high in the walls. I'm not actually sure exactly what it is. We have a catchment system, so the quality of the water you're drinking right there is from the rain.
This is
cheers.
Fresh.
It's good water. I'll tell you what, I'm a big water... I want to say it. I'm a big water snob.
Yeah.
I like to drink water that's fresh and just unadulterated, right? Because I think it's so what goes into our bodies is so important. And at least I'm thinking more about that these days.
Right.
I haven't always. And the catching system that I have is actually a small one. It's only about 12,000 gallons. But we get good rain flow here, even though we're on the edge of – it's not like Haiku where you get more rain than you know what to do with.
Right.
Right? You have microclimates. But this water's – this is – for the last couple of years, we haven't had any issues. It's been filled – we have low flow faucets. Whoa. So that means that like we don't, you know, use a lot of water. We don't egregiously use water, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, then we also have a solar system. The first solar system that I put in on my own home is right here. And what's neat about the technology these days is that they're so powerful, so proven, and so robust that you just have an abundance of electricity. It's the bottom line. So much so that you were asking me. How do we were lucky enough to be able to buy a Tesla, a Model Y. Susie, former colleague of yours in previous position, my wife, she drives it back and forth to her job over at the Four Seasons, and we're able to charge it by and large on sunshine.
Yeah.
You know, and then sometimes we don't have extra power and we have to buy a little bit from the grid, but it's mitigated considerably. So really, you know, and I love that game. I'm like, whoa, there's a lot of sun out there and I think we can go and charge the whole thing up on sunshine. I drive it back, plug it in, boom.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fun.
I keep seeing those. Is it what, Fisker? Is that the other brand that has like the roof? And even Teslas have some too, but the solar panel on the roof of the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just sounds amazing. It reminds me, nowadays it almost seems weird to think of, for instance, solar panels, if this was running your whole house and you weren't getting anything off the grid, to be able to leave your light on and not get in trouble by your parents.
You're right.
Back in the day, you know, you're so worried about everything being on and then, you know, you see your friend's Tesla, you know, just kind of cooling down in the place before they go out and jump in the car.
100%. I think my whole mentality, you hit on something, actually. I've used that example.
Is that right?
I have. I called the load control panel up there kind of the dad that would say, turn down the furnace or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That guy. But, I'm quite confident we're moving into a world of abundant electrons.
Mm-hmm.
That's the language I'll use. And then the question becomes, how do you use it? And that's a fun question because using it means doing cool stuff. Charging an EV, right? Maybe charging an electric boat that you're going to go fishing with. This is not, I'm not making this stuff up. I go to the trade shows. I've seen the boats. I've sat in them. I know they're real. They're expensive.
But did you say real?
Yes, exactly. An electric, and this is in my mind, man. Imagine being able to, because here's the thing. If you get a, there's a boat that does this right now. I checked it out.
Like,
it's completely out of my price point range. No doubt whatsoever, but it's radical. And you could literally go fishing on the sun's power, you know, charge it at home, trailer it out. There's no boat slips here. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
And then put it in the water at one of the ramps and then do some fishing and have some extra power coming in from the canopy. And then boom, come back. As opposed to dropping $500-$600 bucks on diesel.
Yeah.
Right. Or $1,000 depending on what your, you know, Merc outboards are. Right. That world is coming. So what I'm saying is, in a world of abundant electrons, right,
mm-hmm.
and in a place like Maui, you can do really cool stuff. And that's what we're talking about. It's a lifestyle choice. It's a, you know, it's a health choice. It's a lot of great things. And we're going to cover some of that stuff in this series.
Yeah. Even like in Kihei, we crank the AC going all the time. So luckily, with the solar panels, it'd be a little cheaper.
Huge.
You just crank that AC going.
Huge.
You don't need that here, but hey.
We don't. We were just saying, though, that to do a show, we got to fire up the lights, fire up the computers, fire up everything. And if we want to really control the, like, we have all the windows open now. We're having fun.
Yeah.
But it could get warm in here. And I was like, oh, I probably should put in an AC. So, but in any case, for the most part, Makawao, if you're into this type of environment, if this fits you, I mean, and I'm super biased because I chose it and I love it. I think it's wonderful. 15 minutes to the airport. It wasn't 15 minutes to the airport back in Jersey when I grew up.
Right.
That was like an hour and a half slog through slush. You know, it was a bummer going to Newark, right, to fly anywhere. Here, 15 minutes, no kidding, right down to OGG.
Yeah.
That's the airport, you know, whatever the code.
Right.
And then you're anywhere in the world. That's something else I was going to suggest, Steve. Maybe we could talk a little bit about the unique geographic nature of living in the middle of the Pacific, and you know, when you get on a plane, where do you go? What are some of the off the rock opportunities, right?
Sure.
I think it's great. Some of my friends joke with me, but you can, for example, hop to the other islands. Like last month or two, Kilauea started erupting.
Oh yeah. Some and cool pictures from that.
Holy moly, it's such a nice thing. First of all, it's a radical thing to be able to see, period.
Yeah.
But if you live in Maui or Oahu or Kauai and Kilauea starts to erupt, you get on a Hawaiian flight for $40, you hit Hilo, you grab a little tourist Camaro, and you're up in Volcano in another 30 minutes.
Right.
And you're taking pictures of lava. It's crazy.
The funniest thing is when you get on the plane and they hand you the paw, they hand you the water, and by the time you're almost not even finished with it, they're grabbing it back from you. Hey, we're landing soon.
This is so true. My mother retired out here, like I was saying. She was making the same comment. She's like, this is hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
So there's places to go. And then if you have a, you know, hankering for like a, you know, like a big mall, and you're like, I got to get into something a little bit more city-like, you boom on over to Waikiki, and you're right there. All the greatest stuff is there. You don't sacrifice anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of opportunities. So, but it's separate from that, and I wanted to bring this up as a possibility of a talking point. When you do leave Hawaii, where do you go? Now, we are in one of the most isolated land masses in the world,
yep.
right? I think an inhabited place is the only, like, more remote place from other places is, like, Easter Island or something. But that's not really – there's, like, about 300 people there. Right. So this is a place where you can live a robust and wonderful life, but then you can touch on a single direct flight often
mm-hmm.
really great places around the world. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And not just the west coast of the United States, all from Alaska, all the Pac Rim, all the way down to like Baja and that area. And then, of course, all of Asia. Right. But you can also go to the South Pacific in a pretty short time, and you don't flip a time zone.
That's true. And Australia is so close, too. Again, I haven't been out there yet since I've been over here. But, no, Australia's there. What's funny is a couple observations when we're traveling. Like, my wife and I and some friends went to Costa Rica. And when we would tell people where we're from, they're like, what are you doing here? Why are you here? And we ask ourselves sometimes. But we did enjoy, you know, obviously the different wildlife, different foods. And even that's kind of more the rainforest area was a blast. But the other part is that when you're on the plane coming back, you're coming back to Hawaii.
That's so true.
And everybody's excited to be going on vacation. You're just excited to be coming home. Yeah.
We're coming back home.
Yeah. That is so cool.
It is. People love it. I'll tell you, similar to that, was fortunate enough with Susie to go to Bora last year.
Oh, yeah, Bora Bora. Nice.
And that blew my mind.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of wonderful places around the world, but I definitely was like, Suze, this is really up there. You know, really, really good. And at the resort, right, we were, you know, staying in this beautiful resort on one of the atolls, and I was scuba diving and just like, oh, jeez, this is unbelievable. And the people there, they were like, well, where are you from? Just like you said.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, we live in Maui. And they're like, hang on a second. You live in Maui and you're vacationing in Bora? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, but my wife's involved with the hotel, so it's kind of like a thing that's doable for us. You know, I'm transparent about it, right? I'm not trying to act like I'm the sheik or whatever. So, yeah. And then they were like, that's unbelievable. They couldn't get their head around it, right? And then as I'm walking through the resort, I promise you this is true, I would hear not only from the staff, but also from, like, the guests, the guys that like to drink, because I was doing a lot of, like, partying at the tiki bars and stuff.
Right.
I would just hear out of the Maui! Sometimes I would get two of those walking across the resort from, like, a different group, like the scuba guys and then the guys I was drinking with the night before. They couldn't get over the idea.
Well, I was in a – we actually were – I worked at the hotel as well, as you mentioned, and there's definitely some perks for traveling. So we try to get some fun ones, and we went to Thailand, and we were on like a what are those things called that you ride and they ride their bicycle?
Oh, tuk-tuk.
Tuk-tuk. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Anyways, we were on one of those, and we mentioned we're from Hawaii, and the guy's like, he started hula dancing, like, oh, I understand, and he did the hula dance and stuff. But I think, well, our favorite trip was the Serengeti. We were able to go last year.
I remember when I was like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, we tried to squeeze that in right before I left to become a full-time agent, and that was a blast. So remote, so many pieces to the puzzle to get out there.
That's amazing.
But the people were just so nice and so amazing, and I actually still keep up with several of the staff on Facebook, believe it or not. You know?
No kidding.
And they're always liking things and talking back and forth. It's really cool.
I find that people resonate with Hawaii when they hear that you live there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain kind of affinity or closeness that happens. They're like, oh, because everybody loves it. You know, it's a crossroads of culture. And in reality, of course, vacationing here and living here are really two very different things.
Sure.
You know, it's not an inexpensive place. Let's just be, you know, candid, right? You got to figure out how to make it all work. But it is there's like an underlying, this is not my words. This is another friend of mine that I had on a show's words. He said there's an underlying level of happiness in the aloha spirit out here that is just very singular and different from other places around the world. And I think that people, when they think about Hawaii, they, of course, they're thinking beaches and they're thinking all the things we've been inundated with in advertising since the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're also thinking about that aloha spirit. The Lilo and Stitch movie does a good job of painting a picture of it. It's real, right? It's real that people treat each other that way, feel that way. I think that there's also something interesting that everybody is – there's no dominant culture in terms of ethnicity. People are – every culture under the sun. And oftentimes – all of them at the same time. There's a huge mixing of ethnicities out here. And for me, that's great security. Of course, I have what's called a hapa daughter. Hapa is a term that we use, not to mention the language in Hawaii. But, you know, she has Brazilian, Japanese, and American, European background, all of that mixed. And here is a place where you can grow up with all of that background and have a lot of people like you around you. It's just a really comforting thing. You know, you have a great opportunity to kind of be part of a community here. And I think the rest of the world kind of has a sense that that exists.
No, totally. Even when I first moved out with the hotel and, you know, luckily as a manager, you get to stay on the property for a couple weeks, which you go from living there, ordering from room service to going to your new condo that doesn't have any furniture yet and eat microwave meal. That was the funniest thing I had to go through. But one of the things I noticed was all the people I worked with, hey, do you want to borrow my car to go to Walmart? Yeah. I had even just another guy that was a friend of a friend. He said, you know, basically, yeah, borrow my van to get some stuff done. Let me come over and help you out. Like, everybody's willing to help somebody get here and relax, you know, and get their foot in the door.
That's
here.
Unique.
Yeah.
That's unique. So we're in for about 30 minutes now. We're rounding out the tail end of our first little exploratory session here about real estate on the Solar Coaster. And I'll tell you, I'm really excited because I think that this is a bit of a undiscovered discussion. I think that understanding the differences between the environment you can live in here in Hawaii at this time in the market, at this time in the way the world's changed, where you can do remote working sometimes, you have a little bit more latitude to where you live. Like in the past, I think it's, you know, it was like a, You've ever heard the term burn the ships? It's like you go somewhere and you're like, you don't want to have the option to go back, so you burn the ships. I think about that a lot. I'm a real burn the ships guy. I don't trust myself to have the option to return. So, but nowadays, you know, it's like you can bring a lot of your life with you. You can, if, you know, whatever business you're doing, you get a little bit of flexibility. You know, maybe you can make the hop earlier than you thought. Maybe it doesn't have, you don't have to wait until you retire. Or if you're retired, there's a lot more out here that can make life more, you know, more full for you. So I think there's a lot to be uncovered in each of those scenarios. I think we can provide a lot of value, helping people understand the different regions and opportunities and the different types of property, as well as the different island environments. And then, of course, we're going to do a little bit of geek out inevitably on clean tech and why that really, you know, kind of is the icing on the cake, mm-hmm. right? So I'm excited, man, and I really appreciate you reaching out earlier and suggesting this.
Yeah, no, I feel like YouTube and all the, you know, audio platforms, podcasts and everything is just what everybody's into these days. The fact that you can just pick up your phone, jump on a treadmill, listen to a podcast without, you know, digging too far into it. It just takes just a minute. People now have more of a voice, and people now have more access to other voices. So I'm excited. I think just the combo together, we can get a lot of stuff done out there and be, like you said, of some value to people who are either thinking of visiting or living or whatever in Maui.
100%. So for all you people out there in Solar Coaster Land, we have some special things happening. We're going to wrap this show now, but RE Plus Las Vegas, September 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, Solar Coaster has a huge presence. We're doing the Ninth Island Tour. You know that language,
oh, yeah.
right?
Vegas, baby. Yeah.
So it's in Vegas. So we're doing the Ninth Island Solar Coaster Tour. And of course, this year in January of 24 at the Alohilani Hotel in Waikiki, we have RE Plus Hawaii, the inaugural year for Clean Tech Trade Show, the largest clean tech trade show group in the world, coming to Hawaii to really make a big impact in that space. So Solar Coaster is co-producing that event. And at Vegas, at our Ninth Island Tour, we're going to be introducing RE Plus Hawaii and talking about all the great things about Hawaii. So we wanted everybody that's going to be there to be thinking, hey, can I live in Hawaii?
Oh,
can
yeah.
I get a property? Can I get a vacation rental? Can I get a condo? Can I get a farm? Can I get a single family home, maybe rent it out? So if you guys have been thinking about that, you hundreds of thousands of people out there in the renewable energy world, this is going to be a great opportunity for you to get that information in this series. And then you've got trusted people you can talk to. You got Solar Coaster guys, and we got Steve.
Yay.
Right? And we're both Keller Williams agents.
Yes.
And we're stoked to get this thing up and running. So thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Josh.
And aloha, everybody out there in Solar Coaster Land. We'll talk to you soon. Episode 2 coming soon. All right.
You're in lovely Maui County.